Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, December 14th, 2018. Today, in 1962, the approval for the first nuclear power plant in Germany, Gründremmingen, was given. The Breitscheidplatz terrorist Anis Amri wanted to commit an attack as early as late summer of 2016. This information emerged from an information letter written a few days ago by the Federal Prosecutor General to the Federal Ministry of Justice. The Tunisian planned the, quote, execution of an explosive attack in Germany, together with the French Islamist Clément B. When and where Amri and B wanted to strike could not yet be specified. The investigators are convinced that the explosives were produced in the Berlin apartment of the Islamist Magomed C., who was arrested in August of this year. According to the Federal Attorney General, there are no findings that Clément B. or Magomed C. could also have been involved in the planning for the attack at Breitscheidplatz. Clément B. is currently in custody on suspicion of planning an attack in France. Magomed C. is also in custody for suspected manufacture of the explosives. Police have confiscated small plastic cans with dried cannabis blossoms at Spätis all across Berlin. The packages are labeled with natural cannabis, CBD, and bunte Blüte, or colorful blossom. Bunte Blüte is the name of a young company from Kreuzberg. The four friends in their mid-20s have been selling harmless industrial hemp for smoking to Spätis for several months. The THC content of these hemp flowers is very low, with a legally prescribed upper limit of 0.2%, but the flowers contain a lot of cannabis oil, or CBD. This is an ingredient that is sold in drugstores and online shops for its relaxing, anti-inflammatory, and antispasmodic properties, for example, as hemp oil. This has long been a lifestyle product used to help skin and hormone problems. The Berlin police have now confiscated the product in 12 Spätis and initiated criminal proceedings against the store owners. It's about the suspicion of trafficking in narcotics. Other shops must also expect such measures. Georg Wirth from the German Hemp Association in Berlin knows the Bunte Blüte. According to him, it is a harmless product and nobody can get high on it. The investigators, however, are not convinced of the harmlessness of the plants. Plus, they have no experience with industrial hemp, which is also being sold in stores. According to Olaf Schrem, head of the drug department at the State Criminal Office, this is a new phenomenon. In concrete terms, the issue is that the sellers are said to have traded in narcotics. The investigators refer to a 2016 decision of the Higher Regional Court in Hamm, which states that trade in cannabis products, including low THC, is illegal if it is not used exclusively for commercial or scientific purposes. According to judges, mere consumption is not a commercial purpose in this sense. However, customers who buy the Bunte Blüte need not fear anything, says State Department head Schrem, because small amounts of cannabis, up to 15 grams, are considered personal use and will not be prosecuted. Because the investigations of the police concentrate now on the Späti salespeople, the Späti Association advised its members, after discussions with the police, not to sell these products further, stating that the company lied when they told the Späti dealers that the cannabis was legal. Many Späti salespeople fell for it, according to Alpha Baba from the Späti Association. Tim Schneider of Bunte Blüte would also have liked to talk to the police, but investigators did not respond to his requests. Half a year ago, he and his three school friends had the idea to sell hemp at a bachelor party, as is usual in Italy, Austria, Switzerland, and the U.S. They founded the company Bunte Blüte, moved into a communal office in Urbanstrasse, and distributed their cannabis to over 100 Spätis. Everything went well for a month, then the police collected the goods. Now the men have to expect criminal proceedings. Tim Schneider thinks the police are exaggerating and added that, quote, "We want to start a discussion to freely consume hemp products in Germany." Senator of the Interior Andreas Geisel of the SPD has criticized the Berlin Brennt or Berlin Burns protests by firefighters in front of the Rotus Rathaus, stating on Thursday in the Berlin House of Representatives that he expressly does not appreciate the initiative. According to Geisel, the actions of the firefighters could lead to fewer applicants to the fire brigade, because the public would get the impression that the working conditions at the fire brigade are poor, and that the situation can only be improved in the long term if new people are recruited for the job. Geisel continued that at the end of April, agreements had already been reached with the unions to improve the working conditions of the fire brigade, for example, with new fire trucks. The current action is not supported by the unions either. Since the end of March, the task forces had been demonstrating for better working conditions and more money under the motto Berlin Burns. The International Women's Day is to become a new public holiday in Berlin. A joint motion by the coalition factions of the SPD, the Left, and the Greens passed the Berlin House of Representatives on Thursday and was referred to the Internal Affairs Committee. Finally, the plans call for a vote on this January 24th. This means that Berliners could be off work as early as March 8th of 2019. Berlin would thus be the first federal state to declare Women's Day a day off. CDU politicians spoke of a, quote, socialist holiday, for which the majority of Berlin polls had, quote, zero understanding. Surveys showed that Berliners would prefer a Christian holiday, said Stefan Evers, parliamentary director of the CDU parliamentary group. The AfD pleaded for a referendum on the new public holiday, as Martin Trefzer, representing his faction, explained. Marin Jasper Winter of the FDP stressed that equal rights for women remain a challenge. Instead of a, quote, holiday talk, however, discussing the compatibility of family and career is important. Katina Schubert of Die Linke, on the other hand, explained that Women's Day as a legal holiday takes structural discrimination against women into account and signals international solidarity with all women. SPD Member of Parliament Iris Spranga spoke of a, quote, strong signal for the future. The Green Member of Parliament Anja Koffinger made similar comments. In addition, May 8th of 2020 is to be declared as a one-time holiday. The occasion is the 75th anniversary of the liberation from National Socialism at the end of the Second World War in Europe on May 8th, 1945. The capital is one of the federal states with the fewest holidays. Currently, there are 9. In Bavaria, there are 13. Nevertheless, the Chamber of Industry and Commerce, or the IHK, warned of a new holiday as it would reduce the gross domestic product by 0.3%. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.